The Perry Mason Orchestra means it's time for legal briefs and the news with Karen Conti. Good morning, Karen. Let's talk first about what happened last week. A federal appeals court upheld the Illinois ban on semi-automatic weapons, but the Supreme Court is going to hear a challenge. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think the Supreme Court may strike down the ban?
I think it's going to, and the reason I say that is because the decisions that the court has been issuing have really, really been very strong in favor of gun possession, and basically saying if there is not a law that goes back to the days of our founding fathers that is similar to a restriction that is being examined, then the court must strike it down. And so some of the other justices did signal that they were ready and poised to do that. They actually said that if they get the case of the ban on assault weapons, that they would strike it down based upon that. So I think that's where we're heading.
And if they do, would there be any recourse for the state of Illinois after that?
Not really, because it would be unconstitutional to ban it. So we would have to probably lobby in Congress and or probably at that point to get an amendment to amend the Second Amendment. And I just don't know that that would ever happen in our lifetime.
Also, recently, a federal judge found that President Trump improperly used a lawsuit he filed against the IRS for personal gain. On what basis did the court rule this?
It's interesting. The court was very adamant that Trump had this idea of suing the government, but the problem was he was the government suing the government, and that there was some collusion in an idea of using this to form this $1.8 billion slush fund that was going to be paid by the taxpayers and likely distributed to people, you know, largely from the January 6th insurrectionists. So the court said you can't do that. It's self-dealing. There's no two parties here. And this was a violation of a lot of laws and rules and the DOJ prior rules on how they conduct themselves. And the judge was pretty adamant, said that a couple of the lawyers could not practice law in front of the court, ordered sanctions, and ordered a couple of other lawyers to be referred to their bar associations for discipline.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. What exactly can happen to a lawyer? What does that mean? The judge referred Donald Trump's lawyers for discipline.
Yeah, so we're licensed by our local bar association, our bar commission, and so we can't operate unless we're licensed. And if a judge refers you, that means that the judge is saying, I think this lawyer did something wrong, and that commission is then going to have to hear what happened and will make a decision as to whether the lawyer stepped over the line and violated our ethical rules or laws. And if that's the case, they can take away your right to practice law. And they can restrict you. They can restrict you from practicing in certain courts. And it's very, very serious. So when the politics comes into play here, that's one thing. But when you have your license on the line, that's quite another.
So was the basis for what the judge did here the opinion he had that this was a frivolous suit?
It was a frivolous suit, and there were misrepresentations about the fact that these were not really two parties. These were not parties suing each other. You know, when you're the president and you sue the executive branch, the IRS, you're suing yourself. And this was all done, according to her, to get this money, put it together so that it can be used in the way that the president wanted to be used. And that was like a scam. That's basically what the court said, not in so many words, but that it was pretty clear she thought that it violated a lot of rules.
Yeah, very clear. We've been hearing about this Warner Brothers Paramount merger, and now some states are suing to block this merger. And I'm trying to figure out why this would be something that the states would get involved in.
Yeah, the government approved of this merger, and the states and our administration has been pretty adamant that, you know, things should be merged and there's, you know, and no anti-competition issues with some of these mergers. And so the states disagree and say that if you put these if you allow this merger to happen, you're going to drive up the cost of cable television. You're going to drive up the cost of movies. You're going to have lower quality movies. You're going to harm the movie theaters. And they have all kinds of allegations that this is going to be bad for everybody. So they can actually bring this suit, and they can actually stop the merger in those particular states. Illinois is not part of the lawsuit.
Finally, Governor Pritzker signed 31 new laws into effect. The one I want to ask you about is about cosmetic ingredients. What's this new law all about?
Yeah, this law bans about 24 what they call hazardous ingredients that can be found in cosmetics, and they're pretty bad. Some of them are formaldehyde-based, and the European Union has standards that have been in place for a while, and this brings us into the same realm as the European Union. So the legislature said that we've got 2 years to get there, because we are going to have to figure out what cosmetics have these dangerous chemicals in them, and then they can't be sold here in Illinois. It's probably a good law.
Yeah, it sounds like it. More from Karen on the radio here Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Thank you. Have a good day, Karen.
You too, Bob.